Hello, I'm Jason Ball, and this is Friends with Friends, the podcast where we explore all 236 episodes of the TV show Friends, one at a time, and I'm here with my friends, Jackie and Vanessa.
Hi, I'm Jackie Rodriguez, and I am the biggest Friends fan ever, as you should know.
And I'm Vanessa Martinez, the newbie, but we're on season two.
Season two. Here we are. We're almost done with season two. This is the 44th episode, the 20th episode of season two, the one where Ole Yeller dies. It premiered on April 4th, 1996 to 27.4 million viewers. Jackie, tell us what happened.
Yes, the friends watch Ole Yeller, and Phoebe realizes she has been shielded from sad movies her whole life. Chandler and Joey invite Richard to the Knicks game, and a new friendship forms. Ross feels bad for missing out on Ben's milestones, and him and Rachel say three big words to each other. Three big words.
I like this episode. I thought it was fun.
Yeah, I like how it just started with Ole Yeller right away with the title, because it's just so Phoebe. She's just like, oh, this is a happy movie. And then they're like, well, you don't want to watch now.
Yeah, but
Have you guys seen Ole Yeller?
No.
It was my favorite book when I was in the fourth grade.
I know about him.
I've never seen the movie either, but I've read the book multiple. Well, when I was a kid, I read the book a bunch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. I think just poor Phoebe again. Like, I just feel like she was shielded so much from life. But I can almost kind of relate to her because I never liked watching sad movies when I was younger. I've never seen Dumbo, and I still don't want to watch it for that reason because it's sad. And Lion King, I like it, and I've seen it many times, but just that sad part for those who haven't seen it, it gets me every time.
I think you can talk about it. I think everyone.
Yeah, it's been out since the 90s when Mustafa, or not Mustafa, what's the dad's name?
Yeah, Mustafa dies.
Mustafa. What's the, Scar, there we go.
Yeah, the mean guy. So, yeah, I like this role for Phoebe. I like the storyline for Phoebe. I think she played it really well.
She did. She did. Is Ole Yeller a golden retriever too? Maybe that's subconsciously why you don't watch it, Vanessa.
I don't know if he's a golden retriever, actually. And yeah, probably anything with a golden retriever or a dog, I won't watch.
Unless
it's Air Bud.
He's more like a yellow lab. But
okay. I wasn't sure.
He's a sweet old dog.
And then she goes through all these old movies, you know, because she just gets upset about it. She's like, I've been lied to my whole life.
Right.
Have you seen those movies? A Love Story, Brian's Song, In Terms of Endearment?
No.
Nope. I felt really behind on my movie consumption with this episode.
Me too. I realized like all the movies that they listed, I'm like, oh crap, I haven't seen any of those. But again, I'm a big TV watcher, so I've watched a lot of TV like from the 90s and on, but here old movies now. But then she goes on to E.T., Charlotte's Web, Rocky, so I've seen those.
And I've never seen Charlotte's Web.
You've never seen Charlotte's Web?
No.
Another sad movie. And then It's a Wonderful Life, which Monica gives her, which is my number one Christmas movie. It's my favorite Christmas movie.
Well, I love that movie for sure. It makes me cry every time at the very end when the brother comes down and all that.
The angel gets its wings. Yeah. Yes.
It's one of my favorite. And Donna Reed and James Stewart are so amazing.
But doesn't Chandler have a It's a Wonderful Life poster in his room?
Yes.
Oh, there you go. I didn't even notice that.
I think we talked about it in a previous episode.
I think so, too. Yeah.
But you have got to watch Terms of Endearment.
Okay, I'll put it on my to-watch list.
One of my favorite movies of all time. It's so good. And Shirley MacLaine are fantastic.
Is it on Netflix?
I'm curious. It's so great. It's so great.
Oh, that's so millennial of us to ask. Is it on Netflix? Is it available for me?
Can I stream it?
It's a great mother-daughter relationship movie. It's fantastic.
Okay, cool.
And it's practically sad at the end.
I thought it was really funny in the end scene where Rachel or Phoebe was watching Sesame Street, and then she had Ben with her, kind of saying, "Oh, I'm so happy you're here with me."
Yeah, her little security blanket.
Yeah.
So cute. So cute.
It is a great insight into Phoebe and the childhood she had. And then, you know, her mother is a fascinating character we've never met, and we never do, obviously. Mm-hmm. The fact that she killed herself, yet she protected her kids from all of this, you know, awfulness.
Yes, yeah. And doesn't, and Phoebe also jokes about that, yeah, doesn't she? Yeah, she says, you know, she wanted us to be shielded from sad movies until she killed herself. So. Right.
It's very interesting, and interesting character development. Like, where did this character come from?
And then I liked, and what else in the episode is the Chandler, Joey, and Richard dynamic. I thought that was funny and cute.
I love how they always, the friends always love Monica's boyfriends. And they have, yeah, like, Joey and Chandler always have man crushes on their, on Monica's boyfriends.
Like Fun Bobby, they all, yeah, liked him, even though he wasn't fun.
Yeah. Yeah. And Richard really likes hanging out with him. I mean, they're going to the Knicks game. They're going out, mm-hmm, in Richard's car. He feels young again. Mm-hmm. And then it turns out that he's a cool dad.
A cool dad. I know. Mom. But it's sweet that they're like making the effort for Monica. It's like Monica says, he's important to me. Ask him to the Knicks game. So I thought that was sweet that they did that for her.
Yeah. Tom Selleck is a year older than me at that time. When he did that TV show, he was 51. So it's like me hanging out with a 20-year-old.
You hanging out with the interns.
Right. There is a certain, you know, you do get some energy and youth, and it's kind of fun and all that, because, you know, most of, you know, your friends your age are all old.
Yeah. And here's the thing too, is like Chandler doesn't really have a male figure in his life that probably influences him the way that Richard does, you know, the cool factor. And so I like that, you know, he walks in, and the minute he walks in with that mustache and that look on his face, you know,
yeah,
I was laughing out loud when he, I do every time. But it's just so funny with him and his mustache.
Well, and Joey with the cigar, both, yes, of them trying to imitate is hilarious.
That's so funny. They want to be like, yes, he's a cool guy.
Yeah.
That's the swagger that, you know, all the women, Rachel and Phoebe, and of course Monica, are so attracted to. You know, when Ross says, oh, you think he's handsome, they go, oh yeah, you know, because that's the kind of swagger he has.
Yeah. I like Richard. I hope he's here for a while.
Me too. I like them together. Because Monica needs somebody that's mature and like got her stuff together, you know, so because she's mature in the way that she deals with things.
Yeah. And then, but what do you guys think about Monica getting mad about, you know, bothered that Richard is always going to the guy's apartment because she wants to hang out with him? Do you think she's being kind of selfish?
She's being Monica.
Yeah.
Everything.
She's not like, she's bothered that she's not mad, but she brings it up and then it's like, yeah, you know, it's Monica. I mean, I personally, like, if I were to get in a relationship, I'm okay with the guy. Like, okay, Friday night you go with your friends, Saturday night I'll go with mine. Or if it just happens, you know, I don't mind. Like, I need my girlfriends, you know, whoever, yeah, it is will need his guy friends if he has any. So
same. It works out too, I guess, in my favor, because my brother-in-law and my husband get along really well.
Oh,
so
good.
Sometimes we'll be like, oh, what are we doing Friday? And then he'll be like, oh, we're actually going to your sister's house. I was like, okay. So bonus points for me, because I get to see my sister and my niece and nephews while he hangs out with his friend.
That's good. Yeah, that's good.
Yes, it works out.
All right, that's cool. Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about Rachel and Ross's relationship takes a turn here. Very interesting development there too. We'll talk about that when we come right back.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
All All right, we are back, and it's interesting, I think, how Rachel and Ross kind of have a reality check that they may not be quite on the same page of their relationship at this point.
Yes.
Yeah. And Ross got so excited for it, and then he got heartbroken when she kind of yelled at him for thinking in that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's funny that she doesn't know how to hold a baby.
Yes. She's holding the baby. Hold the baby like a football. This is how I would hold a football. Yeah.
Have you guys ever held babies or?
Of course.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Yeah. It's always scary in the beginning when they're first born. Even now I'm an auntie of five, but still it's emotional just because when you're meeting them for the first time, you know, they're so fragile, but also it's like my sister or my brother just made this baby, you know, and even with my friends, you know, I get emotional, but still, you're still very cautious because you're like so little, so fragile.
Yeah. I remember my husband was really scared because the first baby he held was my niece 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. So he was very scared. You could tell he was, you know, he didn't want to drop the baby. I was like, oh, are you nervous? Are you scared? He's like, I just don't want to drop her because she's not mine or something like that. But he survived.
Yeah.
He's fine.
I think they're pretty durable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, at the point,
they're not really going to drop them unless they get really fidgety.
Yeah, exactly. Well, when they're newborns, they're not fidgety. They just, you know, sit there. But at the point where Rachel holding Ben, he's pretty durable, you know, by then, you know, like mm-hmm. he's almost like a toddler, not so much of a baby. He's getting into his toddler years, I feel. So.
But yeah.
It's interesting because we have to remember that they're kind of in different places in their lives because, mm-hmm. you know, it still hasn't been that long since she broke it off with Barry mm-hmm. and decided that she wanted to live that kind of single girl life that she's never lived before. Mm-hmm. So she's out, you know, just enjoying life and having a good time. And you know, Ross already wanted to be with, you know, having a family and already, well, he already has a child. So it's interesting that they're just in very different places. And he's the one, I think it's funny that he's the one dreaming of their kids and what, you know, probably even has their names picked out.
Yeah. He read a book. He said he read a book. Rachel called him out at him. She's like, where'd you get those names? And he mentioned, I forgot what book it was, but he read a book.
A book about baby names, so he was very specific. It's not like you read a book and go, oh, that's a nice name. Maybe I'll, you know, name my child that.
Yeah, they picked the county they're going to live in because of the best schools that they have there.
Yeah. Scarsdale.
Did you guys notice? Did you guys notice the name that they chose? That he chose? Emily?
What's Emily?
That's a clue for something later.
Is that
So that's something to remember.
Okay, I'll remember it.
It's not really a fight, but the discussion or argument mm-hmm. that they get into is actually really good because they really realize how much they do mean to each other and where they are in their lives. And that's when they say the three words for the first time.
Yeah, they say it in a fight. Well, I love you. Well, I love you too. And then they come together. So it's interesting that it went from a fight to like a big monumental moment, you know, and it's, I guess maybe that's how it happens. I don't know.
Yeah. Wait, is there maybe some family
first,
kind
I
of
love
like,
you. I don't know.
Yeah. Is there like some kind of family topic in this episode? Because you have Ross and Rachel talking about planning their life, or at least one of them planning their life together. And then you have all of these mm-hmm. kind of like things that happen. We see Carol Brady, mom for the Brady Bunch. They mentioned Florence Henderson. Then they talk about It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
Too. Granted, I've never seen It's a Wonderful uh-huh. Life, but it seems to be maybe going in that direction. So is there maybe a nexus? I don't know.
Well, I think that, you know, it's one of those recurring themes where they talk about their relationships with their parents and kind mm-hmm. of not wanting to be like their parents or, you know, the good things that are like their parents and then evolving their own relationships and trying to establish their own lives. Cause Phoebe talks a lot about her parents in this episode mm-hmm. of her mom mm-hmm. and that Richard's kind of a surrogate dad. So that's interesting too. And mm-hmm. then Ross is a dad and wants Rachel to be a mom, which is, you know, it all ties in very well.
Yeah, but then she also kind of shows her affectionate side for kids when she starts helping Ross babysit and Ross starts, you know, trying to be there for all of Ben's first. And granted, mm-hmm. he keeps missing them with his camera in hand, and he finally catches a moment and Rachel is there. And it's kind of cute because it kind of makes you picture them, you know, when they do have babies, when they are a family.
Mm-hmm. It's really cute how she's gone from holding the baby, like, you know, out in front of her, not really knowing how to hold the baby, to changing his diaper and doing it right. And, you know, she's so proud because it doesn't fall off when she puts it on. So, that's great evolution and showing that she kind of is open to this now. Maybe not tomorrow, but she's kind of open to it now, as long as Ross doesn't put the pressure on her for it to be on a certain timetable, as long as she's comfortable with it.
Yeah. Because that's what she felt with Barry, because that's what she said in the argument, that she's like, this is what I had with Barry and I don't want that. So she stood up for herself, but then she evolved to like helping him out. I agree.
Which makes their relationship stronger and evolve more. Mm-hmm. But I do think it's interesting too, that dynamic of the talking about the first and with co-parenting. I'm sure that that's a real issue with parents, because you're not with the, you know, your child all the time too. So you are going to miss things if you're, you know, co-parenting and sharing that experience. But I think it actually, I thought it was very sweet at the end. They all seem like an extended family there, a blended family, whatever you call it.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Yeah. I thought it was sweet too, how they're all so excited. And, you know, like Susan is like, I could see him going off to college, you know, after he says his first word. I thought that was all sweet. It ended really nicely.
It reminded me of the episode when Ben was born and Phoebe goes, oh, it's so great. This kid's going to have three parents.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we see it, you know, in front of us, and it's going to be okay. And then, you know, the last scene obviously is Phoebe. So she says it's going to be okay too, you know?
Yeah.
Very cute.
What were your guys' favorite lines in this episode?
I would say the very end when Phoebe was sitting with Ben. And they're watching Sesame Street, and she says, oh, I'm so glad you're here. And she says it so, you know, like, I don't know, just so Phoebe.
Right. Mine is when Chandler walks in with his mustache and the look on his face, and then they say, look, it's the artist formerly known as Chandler.
That's right. I agree with you, Vanessa. I thought that was, it was a great little button on the whole episode, tied it all in, kind of tied all the storylines in together in some interesting kind of way, because about the movies and the scariness of watching sad things on TV or in movies, and then the whole family dynamic and showing how Ben is growing and developing, and now I can say bye.
Yeah, bye. Very family oriented episode.
Ben can say bye, and Ross and Rachel can tell each other they love each other.
Yeah.
Hearts all around.
Very cute. Well, coming up in the next episode of Friends with Friends, we're going to talk about Phoebe and her family. She meets her half-brother for the first time. That's a fun thing. And then, of course, the coffee shop bullies. So how do Ross and Chandler handle the bullies, and what does that say about them and their character? So we'll have a great conversation on that.
Follow us on Instagram, Friends with Friends Podcast.
And if you like it, download and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and leave nice comments and 5-star ratings.
Thanks.